Welcome to the Cerebral Overload Podcast, featuring my friends and your hosts, Ben.
I will shit on the CEO's desk if he shuts my Google Docs off.
Andrew.
Eating your bug like Kobayashi.
And Ty.
Ditch the bitch and make the switch.
Social media tested, God approved, and prepared for your listening pleasure. Warning. Parental advisory suggested.
He's the reason why we can't have nice things, damn it.
At least I caught it early enough.
Yeah, at least halfway through the podcast I didn't get. So, you know I love you guys, right?
Yeah.
That was the worst fucking twice.
Oh, shit. That was the longest recording ever.
It was so long.
I think Ben was quite upset with you by the end of that day.
Ben was super upset with me. Okay. Ben, you could just say that the music's gone again.
It's not as off the cuff, though.
It's not gonna be funny because you fucked it up.
Besides, it didn't work.
Start the episode just us laughing.
It didn't work right anyway because I was waiting for Andrew to say it and sing it, and he didn't sing it, and you're just like, "What's the flux thing?"
I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. We are recording now, so...
Are you sure?
100%.
Jeez.
Nothing ruined... Well, I shouldn't say that. Almost nothing will ruin your day worse than when the person recording your podcast forget to hit record.
That's why Ty should drink before the podcast.
Hey. How many beers have I had?
12.
I've had 12.
Obviously too many.
12 of them.
I want 12 of them.
Okay, calm down, Julian.
No.
But you know what is worse than your podcast recorder forgetting to record your podcast?
Producer. I go by producer. Thank you.
Whatever you want to
go by.
Not having
a bike seat and just a post on your bike and sitting down?
Speak
that
for yourself.
That would suck, too. Oh, God.
So go on.
Thanks for listening, guys. See you next week.
We are actually
shortest podcast ever.
Yes. I was gonna say breaking your iPhone.
No, that'd be a good thing. Then you can move on to an Android.
Not sitting on your bike seat without a seat on it.
Like Kit Kat.
But hey, whatever.
Oh shoot.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, it would suck to break your iPhone if you're stupid enough to buy an iPhone.
Yeah.
This is for you, Nick Abrams.
Oh, did he get one?
He's got it. Well, he's got a 5.
Oh, you know,
that's what I got.
They did the tests, and the 5S and 5C are less. No, wait.
They're more or less durable.
Yeah, they're less durable than the iPhone 5.
They
which
break
is sad, because... It's pretty fragile.
But our friends over at One World Computing, they're big into Apple products, whether you have a Mac or an iPhone, came up with a list of the top 10 ways to break your iPhone.
Which I love. I absolutely love them.
Drum roll, please. I feel like David Letterman here doing my talk. But I hate David Letterman, so I'm not going to pretend to be him.
Aww. Could be worse. You could be Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, you could be Jay Leno. Hey, yeah, I got a funny joke tonight about this guy that comes inside.
I'd rather be Jay Leno because at least he has a lot of awesome cars.
Yeah, but he makes an iPhone.
I like Jay Leno.
Top 10 ways to break your iPhone today. So, yeah.
Number 10, touchdown. You're celebrating your favorite team's winning touchdown. As your hands fly up in celebration, your phone flies away, landing at your neighbor's feet.
Your neighbor is the guy sitting in the section 50 feet below you.
Yes. That's why you should get a cell helmet case for your iPhone, because then they'll repair it for you.
Zing. I think this one...
We might be able to get plugs in with everything here. Let's see.
I know. Number 9 is probably my favorite one. It's called Spider. You're innocently watching TV when out of the corner of your eye, you see an unauthorized guest. Using the only thing you have, your iPhone, you strike the spider upwards of 50 times. What? It had to die. It was looking at you funny.
So funny thing about spiders. The Ty, you'll like this.
No.
Yes, you will. So last night we're watching, last night, we're watching the second last episode of Breaking Bad.
Oh.
And we're all sitting there, and it's my wife and two of her friends, and they're like, Andrew, can you kill the spider that's on the TV? And I look, I'm like, there's no spider on the TV. They're like, no, but we see it. I'm like, he's not on the TV. He's in the TV. You can just see his web hanging, he's like just dangling there, and I'm like, watch this, and I tap the top of the TV, tap it, tap it, tap it. And he just kind of grabs his web and scrawny's up there. I'm like, so I'm going to turn the lights off now, and you guys all have to deal with the knowledge that there's a spider inside the TV.
Wait, what?
How the hell did a spider get inside the TV?
Well, down in her basement, my wife's friend's basement there, she has a rear projection TV.
Oh my.
So it was inside, okay. It was inside the open area in front of the projector, so you could just see the shadow being projected onto the screen.
Okay.
It was funny when it was in the middle of Walt's face.
Ah.
Tappa. Sorry, that's my spider story.
Breaking
Bad. Okay.
I don't even want to talk about it.
Okay, so after that spider story, this is number 8. I think Ty will like this one the most, though. It's called Rock Hard Abs. You know you shouldn't drop your iPhone on hard surfaces, but how are you supposed to know that your abs were hard enough to damage the phone?
Look at my muscles. Gross. I'm sorry. That's stupid.
Seven, screaming. Your little sister is seeing her dream realized. She got tickets to see One Direction. Her scream of excitement shattered your screen and every other window in the house. The neighborhood dogs aren't doing well either.
You'd be okay with that, Ben, you monster.
But if you had one of the KX cases that OWC sells, that wouldn't be a problem.
No, that wouldn't. You know, it took 9 minutes for One Direction to sell out of Madison Square Garden and only 1 minute for you to buy that case online.
But if you're not sure if it's a good case or not, you can check out Cerebral Overload and read the review of it.
Hey-o, because we don't only do podcasts. We also do reviews, news, banter, rumors.
We do that here, Tool.
Yeah, whatever. We do a lot of stuff on the website, CerebralOverload.com, where you can find your latest news and stuff.
Ty, you're horrible at plugging your own site.
I'm sorry. I'm tired.
And drunk.
I just want some chicken. God, I want some chicken so bad.
Calm down, Franklin.
How about watermelon, too?
Watermelon!
Is that like...
Oh, jeez.
My God, that's the greatest thing ever. It's a watermelon inside a watermelon!
All y'all listeners are going to have to excuse Ty.
Yeah, but it's so
he's had
funny.
12 beers.
I had 12. 12 of them.
Okay, so number 6.
Number 6, which is half of what I've drank, is called Breakdance. What are you doing? You're at your high school reunion, and you're there for one reason. To mack on B-words. Well, two reasons, if you count with a little hot dog appetizers. But anyway, you decide to bust a move and drop it like it's hot, and your iPhone along with it. Snap, crackle, and pop.
Drop it like it's hot. Ah, shit!
Oh, hot potato!
Number 5. I personally like this one.
This one is good.
Gorilla. You take your child to the zoo, feeding the animals and teaching her to consider all the things nature. Your child is so considerate that she decides to go at the zoo, needs your phone more than you do.
What?
Gorillas do not need iPhones. Also,
but what if they want to buy one?
100%.
It's FaceTime.
100% of iPhones do not survive a gorilla drop. Number 4, the selfie. You look good on the balcony of that skyscraper. You just need to take a selfie. You were going to do so with your standard duck face, but change it to a surprise face as you watched your phone slip out of your hands and fall 67 stories down. Aw, boo-hoo-hoo.
Aw. Aw, they dropped it like it was hot.
Hey, your Android.
But the KX case will help survive that drop.
No, it won't.
Mm. We have the video here to prove it.
From 67 stories?
I don't know. I don't know how tall their wind turbine is they threw it off of.
Oh. Ugh. Number three, Andrew.
Walking and texting, which I see this shit all the time, and it's hilarious. Hilarious. You get a text from your BFF, Ty, telling you that Ben has been hanging out with...
Madeline.
Nick.
You ran out of names again.
Oh my god, he was supposed to go to homecoming with Ty, and now he likes him.
Oh,
oh my god.
Oh.
You're so distraught, trying to text her back. You didn't even see that park bench in front of you. Now your dignity is bruised, along with your knees, elbows, which already were bruised, and your $600 iPhone. Ha! Also, the KX case or the OtterBox armor case would have saved your phone, but not your dignity, sucker.
Some of us have no dignity to begin with, so.
Like Ty?
Yes.
I lost that in a card game a couple years ago.
I thought that was your soul.
No, that was for a ham sandwich like 3 years ago.
Oh, okay.
It was really
ham sandwich.
It looked delicious. Devin went down to Toledo and he was looking for a soul to steal.
I'm tired of it. All he could find was Ty.
Adam?
Yeah. So I found a ham sandwich and I gave it to him.
You should have tossed your phone at him.
Worth it. Yeah, I should have tossed my phone at him. Which brings us
number two.
Number two! Phone toss. You want to play a game of catch, but none of your buddies are free? Controlling girlfriends, work deadlines, and appointments to do their taxes? Pfft, F that. When did everyone get so lame? Oh well, at least you have your iPhone. Your neat little $600 iPhone that's going to talk to you in its little Siri voice. But anyway, you toss it up in the air and realize that you're a little rusty as your phone hits you in the face and then ultimately makes its way to the ground. That's not my phone, my dad. It's an iPhone. And I threw it on the ground. Come on, guys. Really?
Yep. Speaking of the Siri voice, I love the new Microsoft commercials for the Surface.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Those are hilarious. And number one.
It's the cell phone.
Yes. Thank you. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I told you. Musical episode.
Car rooftop.
Wait, you guys want to do it all together?
Not really. That would sound weird.
I mean, no, I meant like after the episode's done, we can all do it together.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Just let me get my car. I'll be there by like 1 in the morning.
That's perfect, because that's when I like to do it.
Wow. Okay, so number one,
car rooftop.
So you're loading up the car. There are just so many things to shove in your boot. That
your what?
What?
In your boot.
What boot?
The boot of the car.
What?
I've been watching a lot of Top Gear lately. Leave me alone.
AKA the trunk.
Oh, the deck.
Yeah, I've been watching a lot of Top Gear.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. As long as you fill up on petrol before you go.
Yeah, exactly. Balls.
My car doesn't take petrol, it takes gasoline.
My car doesn't take gasoline, it takes exploding dinosaurs. What up?
What? Okay, so car rooftop.
Car rooftop. So there's just so many things to shove in your car that as you are on mile 14 of your drive, you realize, don't have my iPhone. Ah, shit. It's been on the roof of my car.
Got my gym bag, got my breakfast, got my Mylar balloons, got my,
shit.
iPhone.
And now there's some little punk-ass kid that found it when it fell off your car selling it.
That'd be me.
And you know what? He would have got more money for it if you would have had a KX case on it.
Oh.
Because either way, that shit wouldn't have still been there when you got to that part of your trip.
Yeah, that's true.
Just saying.
Oh, is that newer tech? I didn't know that was newer tech.
Yeah.
Oh, really nice then. Well, good. Yeah, yeah. Newer tech. Awesome.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I got a bunch of their stuff.
We just had a story here a couple months ago. This group of kids found somebody's iPhone. It was skater kids, so they took, like, videos of themselves skating and put it on Instagram.
Geotagging?
What's that?
Did it have the geotagging on there?
Well, wait. Then they made another one.
Oh, God.
It's actually a good story. They made a second one saying, okay, since we know you can see this, call us. We'll tell you where to meet us to give you your phone back.
Aww.
And the kids actually returned the phone.
Aww.
Well, then.
Aww.
Did not see that ending that way.
That's a cute little story.
Yeah, they didn't try and steal it or anything. They actually made these Instagram videos so the lady could find her phone and get it back.
Aww. Oh, jeez.
Oh, jeez. Jeez Louise.
Them damn skater kids ruining the world.
You know, they may not have stolen anything, but some hackers from German have.
Me? From German?
German. They may not have stolen anything, but some hackers from Germany have.
Would they steal, Ty?
My soul. They stole some fingerprints. No, they didn't. They hacked the fingerprint scanner on the iPhone 5S, actually. Which,
I think the alcohol's making Ty just make up the stories as he goes.
I think so. That's what they did. They hacked the fingerprint scanner. Fuck you guys. We were able to knock... Kind of...
Mm-hmm.
they basically... they took it... And they bypassed the security system by, quote, photographing a fingerprint left on a glass surface, unquote, and creating a fake finger to press on the sensor.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Not surprising, but...
No, not at all.
Since Mythbusters proved you could do it with fancy locks, so...
Yeah. I'm
telling
you.
iPhone 5 fingerprint scanner's not fancy, so...
And bitches be tripping. You know, you gotta watch it when you go to sleep at night, and you got that girl next to you, and she's about to take your hand and put it on that iPhone and check your shit.
Curve. Speaking of, did you see the picture Nick Abrams from Joystick Jerks posted?
Possibly.
A picture of his iPhone next to his Bowie knife sitting on the bed, saying this is what he has to take to bed now.
See, you know, if you got a problem with just people sticking around after you're done, what you do is when they're in the bathroom getting cleaned up, you pull their cell phone out of their pocket, call a cab, put it back in and ask for a call back. So when it calls back, it'll be like, hey, your cab is here. And be like, oh, weird. See ya.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
I've done that to Ty 3 times. He just doesn't realize it yet.
What? Wait a minute. Oh! 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 Yeah, well, you got AIDS. Anyway, moving on.
Beastman AIDS.
Basically, that's kind of the story. So they... Yeah. Huh.
Yeah, they hacked it, and all they needed was a high-quality picture of a fingerprint. So it shows you how really secure the iPhone fingerprint scanner is.
And actually, Apple stated that the fingerprint security is strong... But the chances that another fingerprint may contain a section similar enough to unlock a user's phone is 1 in 50,000. Wait. They put too many zeros on that one. Or they moved a comma wrong. It could be 1 in 500,000. It's 1 in 50 or 500,000. I don't know. This is not making any sense. Are we looking at the same article? Let me give you the quote. Hold on. I'm not drunk. I swear to God, it's right here. I mean, I am, but it's right here. Hold on. Bam. 1 in 54 zeros.
Yeah, they fucked up on the comma.
Who's drunk now?
You're still drunk, but they screwed up.
Yeah.
It's probably supposed to be 1 in 500,000, but...
Boats and hoes.
Boats and hoes. Okay, so 500,000.
So, speaking of one fruit phone company sucking, let's move on to another fruit phone company sucking. Like the BlackBerry.
Aww.
They've unveiled their buyout bid.
Aww.
Warren Buffett of $4.7 $1 billion.
Aww. Wasted away again in Margaritaville.
That's sad.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wrong Buffett.
I want to go to a Buffett and eat.
Also, I don't know why they say from Canada's Warren Buffett, because wasn't Warren Buffett born in Nebraska?
Well, I think it's because the group that he's part of that wants to buy it is from Canada.
Oh, okay.
I think that's what the whole...
Oh, yeah, Prem Watts of Fairfax Financial.
Yeah, they're already the majority shareholder of BlackBerry, which is funny that the majority shareholder of BlackBerry only owns 10% of the company.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
That's because everybody sold their shit and bailed. They got smart.
Yeah. Well, I mean, after the whole BBM disaster...
Yeah, that's not helping their stocks.
And it's funny...
Actually... Their stocks are pretty high for BlackBerry right now.
Aren't they over $50 a share?
No. How about like $9.20 a share?
Well, I read something somewhere that said $50 a share.
You know, it closed today at like 9:20 or something like that, I believe it was.
Yeah, they're up 4% though, which is 12% above the day's lows.
So speaking of the whole BBM issue... Let's enlighten that for you. So this weekend, BlackBerry was all like, yeah, we're going to release BBM for Android and Apple. And everyone from Android and Apple were like, this is going to be pretty sweet. Let's take a look. But some asshat decided he was going to take the beta release for Android and distribute it all over the internet. And other asshats that like to ruin everything for us are like, eh, we're going to download all of it.
That's me.
And install it. And it overloaded BlackBerry servers. And if they were to release the client and have legit people sign up with the new client, shit wouldn't work right. So what they did is they stopped everything. They said, you know what, guys? We're going to fix this. We're going to make it so that old shit don't work and break your servers. And we're going to fix it, and we'll give it back to you. And everyone that wants it legitimately is all like, what the fuck?
What?
But they ruined it for us, and now we can't have it.
I didn't really want it to begin with.
We can't have nice things. I did. I always liked BlackBerry Messenger.
I don't.
Right now, I'm reviewing the BlackBerry Z10. I have two people on the BBM.
Oh.
Well, that's because they shut it down. They wouldn't let all the cool Android people on.
But I don't know. What's the benefit of BBM? It's been a long time since I've been on it.
I think it just has to do with secure messaging and all that stuff.
I'm not really telling you guys anything secure. I mean,
I just always liked it, but then again, that was pretty much my first smartphone, so...
Well, yeah. And not to mention, people with BlackBerries can't download apps like WhatsApp and Hangouts and stuff without it destroying their phones, so they want to use the native client because they think it's better than everything else. Just like Apple users like iMessage.
Meh.
I love how you said that in like a gay voice.
iMessage.
You're like iMessage.
Super. Thanks for asking.
I'm not gonna lie to you guys. I was totally gonna stay home tonight and cook, but I'm getting Chipotle.
Of course you are.
I'm really hungry.
I thought you were getting chicken.
Well, I'm gonna get chicken, but it's gonna be from Chipotle.
Some Mexican chicken?
Yeah. Shout out to my boys at Chipotle's. That's Mexican cuisine for ya. You know, that comment was questionable on whether or not it should stay in the podcast. You know what else is questionable?
You? The
life-size Star Wars AT-ST Walker for sale.
Well, I was going to also say your life choices, but all right.
Damn. Damn. Cutting deep there, kid.
I'm older than you, son. The first cut is
. Go ahead, Ben. Let me hear it. Belt them tones.
I don't even know that song, so.
You just gotta say those lyrics. Just say it like a girl.
Oh, okay. I'll get right on that.
Oh.
I did my singing at the beginning of the podcast.
Yeah, well, I didn't get that on tape.
Barbara Streisand.
Remember, we kind of lost that part.
Well, that is not my fault.
My bad. Anyway, there is a life-size Star Wars AT-ST Walker for sale.
which is an all-terrain scout transport for those of you that aren't ridiculous. But it's on sale on eBay right now for about 15, we'll round up, we'll say 16,000 US dollars.
Interruption. Before you get your hopes up, people, it doesn't walk.
That is true. It kind of just stands there, but it's 28 feet high.
No, it's not.
It looks badass, but it doesn't walk.
Yeah.
A real one would be, I was going to say, a real one would be 28 feet high. This one isn't 28 feet high.
Oh. Hold on.
Start reading there, Drunko.
I guess it's going to read now before he talks.
Okay, I don't know how tall this one is, but it's, I read 28 feet on it. That's why I was like, oh, okay.
You said should be 28
feet.
A
real one would be 28 feet.
Meh. This one's 28. Yeah, it doesn't look 28 feet tall.
Does it blend?
Does it blend? Today on Does It Blend? 28.
We're going to put in a 16-foot...
Star Wars AT-ST. Walker.
And actually, Ty, if you learned how to read... In the first paragraph, it says, this is the 16-foot all-terrain scout transport replica.
That is a good point. This one is 16 feet tall, Andrew. If you would have read in the first paragraph there, it says this is a 16-foot AT-ST replica.
No!
I don't want 7 waffles. I want 12 of them.
I ain't got time for that.
Ain't nobody got
so,
time for that.
So, this just in. I
Ty
just found it.
Drunk.
Just found it. Steam is coming out with an operating system.
They already did.
A new one.
Valve OS.
You're coming out with a new one.
Another new one? They just came out with it like today. Come on now.
Yeah, but we haven't talked about it. It just came out today, you tool. They're coming out with a new OS. Okay. Which is Valve OS, you tool. But we haven't talked about it, you
Well, I was talking about my AT-ST.
Well, you were talking about Vigi Games, and I'm going to talk about technology before we get on to Ben's segment.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
Ben Kickstarter.
Well, we still got to talk about Grand Theft Auto. We haven't talked about Grand Theft Auto at all.
You got to wait to save the best for last.
Okay. Move on to Valve. Crank it open. Let that hot water flow.
So they're bringing out an OS that has in-home streaming, music, TV, movies, family operations, family sharing, yada, yada, yada. I don't think it's going to do anything, but Vigi Games...
Fidget games.
So going from Valve OS, we'll keep an eye on it and maybe download a, get a beta to test and yada yada yada. Moving on from Valve to Grand Theft Auto!
Woo!
Which I've beaten already.
I've beaten a few things, but Grand Theft Auto is not one of them yet.
It took me 35 hours.
I'm getting there. But Grand Theft Auto, over $1 billion in sales so far.
It's in... The first 3 days. The only other game to hit that level of sales would be Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3, and it took them 16 days. So you can just take that right out of the Guinness Book of World Records and just slap Rockstar right in there.
Motherfucker!
Whoa.
Snap into a Slim Jim.
Sorry, I got really excited.
Whoa, Ty.
If you want
Calm
me.
Down.
Hey, Trevor, you need to chill your ass out.
Don't you tell me what to do!
Hey, man, you gotta chill, bro. You gotta chill, dog.
Sup, dog? Ben's, sup, dog?
Ben's just Michael.
Yeah, Ben, you can just stay the same.
Yeah, just be an old crotchety
prick.
Pretty much.
Wow, that's harsh.
Is it? Is it harsh?
Are you a psychiatrist now?
That makes me want to cry.
What? He's a $1,500 phone call. Just saying.
Whoa!
From Grand Theft Auto.
I know.
When he does the whole phone call thing. That pissed me off. $1,500 for a 30-second phone call?
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's why every single time I leave my therapist's office, I steal his Porsche.
Oh. Ben, you need to go out and whore yourself out again and get some money to get Grand Theft Auto.
But then I'd have to do it twice so I could pay for Xbox Live.
No, you don't need Xbox Live. You just need to play.
Yeah, the online doesn't start till October 1st.
October.
Oh.
But to our listeners, if you guys want to donate to get Ben a copy of Grand Theft Auto 5, You're more than welcome to. Just email either ty@cerebraloverload.com or andrew@cerebraloverload.com.
That's cerebral-overload.
We don't want him to know yet.
Yeah, cerebral-overload.com.
Yeah, shut
and
up.
Remember these fucking emails, because I have a big surprise at the end of this one for you.
You know what? It's a good thing that I don't listen to our podcast, so I don't know what you guys have planned for me.
He's just going to forward you dick pics.
Tons of dick pics.
I'm not that
good. Don't worry,
they'll
be small quality because you can look at them on anything. You know those old flip phones with the shitty little screens? You could look at it and get the same idea.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
So harsh today.
Cranky Canadian.
Yep.
Ah.
Suck it.
You're the reason I drink.
And you're the reason why I do meth.
like blue meth?
Blue meth.
You got that blue goodness?
Which is why I'm wearing my Heisenberg hat.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The end of the last episode so far. Oh!
Bitch got shot.
So many people have died. Wait, spoiler alerts.
Don't care.
I care.
I don't.
Be pissed off if somebody had told me this shit.
I don't care about other people's well-being.
Well, they already know now. Spoiler alert.
I want to say something right now. I want to get this off my cranky ass chest.
Okay.
How the fudge did Breaking Bad not win a single bloody Emmy?
Well, yeah, they did, didn't they?
And they didn't win. Bryan Cranston didn't win one.
I thought Breaking Bad won like best.
Somehow Jeff Daniels won an Emmy, but not Bryan Cranston.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't they win best drama series?
I don't care about the series.
Well. I mean, it's
Pinkman's just already won a bloody Emmy. Give one to Cranston. That man is a genius, and that's why he's playing Lex Luthor.
Ugh. Okay, so Breaking Bad.
Justin Bieber. Right. Justin Bieber's Robin.
We don't care anymore. And now that we're on Breaking Bad, it doesn't even matter anymore, Benny.
Also, Ben? No!
No. So, Gomez died. Hank died. Andrea died. Fucking shit.
Oh, she got shot in the head.
She got capped in the back of the head, right
and
in front of Jesse.
Sad? You know what's sad? Todd's growing to be one of my higher up favorite characters.
He looks like Matt Damon to me, and that makes me laugh when I see him.
So far, it goes Walter, obviously,
of course,
Pinkman. Although, actually, he's right now dwindling because I don't like this little bitch shit that he's got going on. This whole guilty crap.
Speaking of bitch. When Walt called Skyler a stupid bitch, oh my God, I creamed in my fucking pants because I hate that skank so much.
You know why he said all that stuff on the phone call, right?
Yeah, and that makes me mad, but just hearing it was amazing. I was happy. So go on, what's your list?
Right underneath that is Todd.
Good old Todd.
And then there's also going to be Los Polos, which is why I'm sad that he died, because I wish he was in there longer.
Who, Gus Fring?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I hate to say it, but because he was so goddamn insane, Tuco's in there as well.
Tuco was awesome. I like Hector Salamanca even.
Yeah, yeah, he wasn't bad.
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh my God, have either of you guys seen? I hate Jimmy Fallon with a passion. Like, I want to strangle him and watch the life leave his eyes. That's how much I hate him.
Ooh.
But he did a skit called "Joking Bad." I actually laughed so hard my sides hurt.
Wow.
I heard about it, but I didn't watch it.
I didn't want to for a while, but people kept reposting it on Facebook, so I actually watched it. And at first, I'm like, "This is stupid." But then it got funnier and funnier.
Hmm. Well, I am going to be doing a skit called Baking Bread, and it's going to be Walter Wheat and a few other things. Just to throw it out there. How long is this? That's 12 minutes. I can't watch that right now.
No, watch it after, you tool. I was just sending it so you had it.
Okay. Hey. Get that fucking sand out of your vagina so we can continue our recording.
You're starting to piss me off, Franklin.
Oh. You know what we need to talk about then if we're moving on? There's an adorable little Ben playing with a rock.
Little otter juggling a rock at the zoo.
Well, before we move on, If you haven't seen Breaking Bad, get your ass on that couch and watch that show. They're going to be playing.
Also, the last two episodes are 75 minutes.
And starting Wednesday, they're doing a nonstop back-to-back marathon of every episode. So just stay up until Sunday.
Also, one more thing for Breaking Bad. Ty, I don't think I told you this. I'm so excited. They released what the box is going to be for when they release the whole series. It's going to be a barrel. And it's going to have, the bottom's going to slide open, but in the top there's going to be a bunch of extras. Like a Los Polos apron. And hold on a second here.
I may buy this. If I can get a Los Polos apron, and if they have a Heisenberg hat, instant.
No, I doubt that.
Well, then I'm still going to buy it. It is the greatest show on television, Ben. How have you not watched it yet?
Very easily.
I'm sorry. I can't get mad at you right now. I'm watching you play with a rock on my computer screen. And it's so adorable.
You're just too drunk to get mad at me.
Left hand, right hand. Left hand, right hand.
Okay, so the barrel is going to consist of a... It's going to be like a barrel with just sections of... with discs in it. There's going to be, I guess, coasters.
Ooh.
But they're on the barrel, it's actually going to have the BR and BA.
Nice.
And then when you open it up, there's going to be a kind of like a pamphlet thing in the door thanking you and all that stuff. And also shoved in there is a Los Polos Hermanos apron.
That's sweet. That's sweet. All right, give me 2 seconds. I have to piss so fucking bad. Hold on.
Some kids can't hold their alcohol.
I know, eh? Breaking the seal.
Holy shitting Christ, in a fucking handbasket with a chicken and a biscuit.
Okay, so the final season DVDs will include the following: cast and crew commentary for every episode, 4 featurettes, the main event, the final showdown, life of a showrunner, and behind the scenes of the alternate ending, because there's an alternate ending.
Don't say that.
Then there's also going to be deleted extended scenes, Walt's confession, the layers of a sound mix, over 15 episodes of Inside Breaking Bad, uncensored and extended episodes. And my favorite part, I don't know why, I love this shit when it comes, especially when it comes to serious shows, the gag reel.
I know, it's just too funny.
I can't wait to see that. But there's a whole bunch of stuff. Like, there's Bad Memories, where Bryan Cranston and Aaron Paul talk about the show ending and some of their favorite moments, and yada, yada, yada. The transformation from high school to Heisenberg.
God, it just blows my mind.
How, I can't wait to get this.
How much his character progressed in the show. Like,
also, just... Better Call Saul is green-lighted for a show.
I'm okay with it. I don't think it's going
to
last.
It's a prequel. So okay. It's how he worked up from who he was to what he was in the show. Also, Ty, I shared a picture of what the box set looks like.
I see that. I've got the link. Absolutely love it. I'm giving Better Call Saul 2, maybe 3 seasons.
I'm saying 1.
Okay. Okay.
Because Cranston... Pinkman might be in it.
Really?
That's what I'm thinking, though, because he was with Saul before all this happened.
That is true.
So.
All right. Well, I believe it's time that we move on to...
Ben's Bullshit Kickstarter Thing or Something of the Week.
Good job.
That was so good.
I'm going to save that one and use that every single time.
Good, then I can stop saying it.
I lied.
I know.
Okay.
I'm actually quite excited for this one, Ben. I've been reading it the whole time.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't read it yet.
You're an idiot. So then I'll take it then.
I haven't read it either, so go on.
I personally, I'm actually going to contact them and see if I can review one, because they come from Toronto, Ontario, which is, boop, an hour away from me.
Boop!
It is, I mean, it is a neat desk.
It is.
Okay, so this here is the Paradise Desk. Everything you've ever wanted in a desk, minus a hooker. So it's currently got 85 backers. It's got 29 days to go. Pledge, it needs the pledge goal of $30,000, and currently it's sitting at $24,638. And what it is it's literally a desk that plugs into your computer. But here's where it gets fun, kids. There's extras all over the desk. Like, you've got USB ports, you've got backlit logos, undermounted lighting, cable packages, which include, like, plugging in your monitor into the top of the desk and then it coming out the bottom somewhere and plugging in your computer so you don't have cords all that shit behind you. You got an HDMI port additional to the DVI. Headphone holder / headphone jack. You got a couple of outlets on the back. I want it.
I definitely want it.
You got switches. It's a sexy desk, and it's all made out of like steel and carbon fiber and stuff. Mm. So here's what the specifications are. Okay, so the desk is about... I forgot words for a second there.
I can see...
I'm trying to get train of thought back here.
62 inches in width.
Yeah, sorry, Jack Daniels took the best of me.
It's okay.
28 inches in depth, so that's perfect for Ty. And about 30.5 inches high. So it's a decent-sized desk. Pretty good desk. And there's also a monster configuration, which I think this is just maybe another version that you can get. It's 72 inches wide. So it's only 10, really the only difference is 10 inches wider. It consists of 7 USB 3.0 ports, 410-volt plugs, a DVI plug, a 3.5-millimeter headphone jack, 3.5-millimeter microphone jack, a 3.5 speaker jack, on-off switch for LED lighting, and toggle for the audio switch for headphones to speakers. It's constructed of MDF, and the frame is tested to support about 250 pounds. So two skinny people could be on there doing it, and you'd be fine.
Me, or half a Andrew.
I'm not that big, you jerk. I just can't put my legs on it.
Money, 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 money!
One thing I do like that they're doing is that if you order one of these desks, like let's say Ty orders it because he lives all the way in Ohio, and they're coming from Toronto, they're like, you know what? Ty looks at the shipping cost, and it's like, oh my god, it's going to be $120 to ship this thing to me. This is what these guys will do. You only have to pay $80 because the prices do not include shipping the desk. And so what they calculate is they calculate it based on where you live, and because if the shipping exceeds $80, they'll cover the rest of it, no matter how much extra it is.
Nice.
Yeah. But they don't say anything saying that they won't ship anywhere out of North America, so they might get screwed in the end for that one. But I want one. I want to review it. I want
ship one to Antarctica.
I want one.
I want one.
I want one.
Ben.
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 That's, wait, why are we contacting Ben? They're an hour away from me. Maybe they'll let me review one.
Oh.
Yeah, Ben's not home right now.
Ben.
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 And I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Ben.
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 Candy bars.
I think it's a badass desk, and I'd pay titties and dollars for that thing.
Well, that's because you have no use for them.
That's right. I'll give you a million titties if you want. And you get a titty, and you get a titty, and titties for everybody!
Yeah, titty Oprah.
You can call me Titopra.
Titopra? Oh. God.
It sounds like some horrible superhuman.
Da, da, da. It's a Titopra. I'm so fucking funny.
Looking.
Oh.
Oh, he actually caught that one.
Yeah. All right, so I'm down for the...
So I contact them and see if they can give me one to review.
I will. I will be sending them an email right now to let them know that we back them emotionally and, you know...
If we had the money, we definitely give you money, but we don't.
Wait, what now?
And let them know that if they do want me to review one, I will drive up and get it.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, how about you wait till tomorrow to email them so you're sober and you actually know what you're writing?
Yeah. I'm all in
that.
Okay,
so I will remind you.
We do that. We do that.
And he will keep reminding you.
Yeah.
Ty.
Ty. I didn't know what to do. Ben wasn't involved.
What happens when you scare the Ty? He gets confused.
I'm sitting down.
Do you stand up when you do your you do the podcast?
No, but when I get confused, I sit down.
He sits down to pee, too.
Yeah, he does.
That's how we keep a clean toilet. Shit, you should try it. And I don't sit down forward. I sit down backwards. You got to have that armrest on there.
No, see, I go for distance.
I just seen the most fucked up thing in my head.
But see, if you really think about it, you have to be butt-ass naked to be able to do that backwards. So really think about that.
Because the pants would get in the way.
That's right. But you know what? It is the greatest thing in the world, and you people are pissing wrong. Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Just going to throw that out there at the end of the podcast. You need to take a shit and piss backwards in the toilet.
And we were trying to do a PG episode.
It's PG. You can't say the F word more than three times in a movie or else it gets rated R. I haven't said the F word once. Maybe I have. Well, I'll look at it and I'll see how many times we said the F word. It's going to be PG.
Ish.
Ish.
PG enough. Either way, I think you should go back this desk. It's probably going to be expensive. I'm not 100% sure how much it's going to be, but I support this decision.
I do, too.
I have faith in Harvey Dent.
Retail price
I give it my seal of approval.
$400 retail.
That's worth it for all the features, plus it looks badass.
It really is.
Especially if you can pick one up for $80.
Yeah.
The only downside is there's no drawers.
Yeah. I'm okay with that.
Ty hates wearing drawers anyway.
That's right.
I wear a thong.
Free balling it all day.
Banana hammock.
All right, so we all agree about the desk. So let's move on to our last topic of the night. Last couple topics. I got some shout outs to give here. Okay.
Uh oh.
I know. Just a little bit. Hold on. Let me crack this beer open. 13. Anyway, shout out Mark Poling. I don't know if he still listens, but he was a big supporter of us in the beginning. Big fan. Gary Roth. He listens. Thank you so much. He always comments on our posts and likes our statuses. Really,
that he does.
Appreciating it. Because it helps a lot. It shows that you care. Xbox, somebody added me. His name is VG Farinator.
Really? Nobody added me. Yeah. Frick.
Well, they don't like the Elite Monkey. They like the Black Person 686. But VG Farinator is a 15-year-old from Ohio that thinks our podcast is effing hilarious.
Oh, God.
Yep. Couldn't believe it when it came on my thing. Thanks so
We're
much.
We're now contributing to the delinquency of minors.
That's right. But says that Andrew is absolutely amazing, that Ben is just... that your chuckles. He says that chuckle. And I'm apparently just a fuck. But it all works out.
So. That's the best description of Ty I've ever heard. I support this kid.
Yeah, so VG Farinator, thank you for listening. We really appreciate it. And do you guys got any shout-outs? Anybody want to say hi to?
Nope.
All right.
I want to thank all the little people along the way that told me I couldn't do this.
I want to thank Jesus. My baby Jesus.
I can't wait till gay Jesus comes back.
What?
I can't wait till his second coming. He's going to say, I'm back! I'm pumped. Anyway.
Jeez.
All right. Final topic of the night, you skank bastards. I've got a giveaway.
What?
Yup. I secured a big giveaway.
What?
A giveaway that's worth $330.
Okay, now I'm serious. What?
Yeah. Vizio.
I'm the winner.
Vizio is going to send a 42-inch 5.1 home theater soundbar with subwoofer and satellite speakers.
Are you serious?
Yep. What?
Yeah.
What?
Yep.
I'm actually astonished. He doesn't tell us these things.
And it comes
you know what?
With a one-year Pandora One subscription.
I'm quitting.
You're quitting?
I'm quitting just so I can enter the
quit.
Contest.
I quit.
I literally, after this podcast, I'm done just so I can enter the podcast.
Ty, I'll sign all the paperwork to...
It's all yours now, Ty.
Yeah, I'll sign all the paperwork to put everything in your name now.
All right. That works. Well, here's what you got to do.
Jealous.
Send an email to ty@cerebral-overload.com. The email will be in the description of the podcast. Let me know what your favorite podcast was, and if you want, your favorite part of it.
Wait. This is what something I got to ask. I want to clarify this so we don't have a whole fiasco like we do with the iPhone 5 case.
America only. Just kidding. They actually said they'll ship to Canada.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, because I know if it was your cheap ass, you wouldn't send it any further than Ohio.
Fuck no. You got to come pick that shit up.
spend $1,300 on the flight down here and the flight back just to pick it up.
That's right. But favorite podcast, favorite part of the podcast.
And we will actually check the quote. We're not just going to go, huh, this looks cool. Yeah. We'll look it up. We'll listen. We will.
You don't got to have a time
bonus
frame.
Points if you give us the time that it's at, so we don't have to listen to the whole thing because we don't like listening to ourselves.
That'd be helpful. But, yeah. And the best, well, not even the best, just random. I'm going to pick a random ass person out of this email. But whoever, we got to get at least 15 emails. That's the only catch.
I don't think that's going to be a problem given what we're giving away.
It's
I'm going to email.
It's a $330 fucking soundbar system. I mean, it's really nice. I'll post a link on the podcast too.
Better just do a contest thing so we can share it. And just a heads up, I'm entering the contest, so y'all motherfuckers got to try harder.
So you know what you got to do. Shoot it up. Let us know. And I'm dropping the mic. I'm out.
This now concludes our broadcasting day.
Bitches.